It is as real in its weariness and bitter heartache as the tall gum trees among which I first saw the light, a real in their stateliness and substantiality. My sphere in life is not congenial to me. Oh, how I hate this living death which has swallowed all my teens, which is greedily devouring my youth, which will sap my prime, and in which my old age, if I am cursed with any, will be worn away. As my life creeps on forever through the long, toil-laden days, with its agonizing monotony, narrowness, and absolute uncongeniality, how my spirit frets and champs its unbreakable fetters, all in vain. Special notice. You can dive into this story head first, as it were. Do not fear encountering such trash as descriptions of beautiful sunsets and whisperings of wind. We, 999 out of every 1,000, can see naught in sunset save as signs and tokens, whether we may expect rain on the morrow or the contrary. So we will leave such vain and foolish imagining to those poets and painters, poor fools. Let us rejoice that we are not of their temperament. Better be born a slave than a poet. Better be born a black. Better be born a cripple. For a poet must be companionless, alone, fearfully alone in the midst of his...